But let's get a little bit more commentary on the developments that we had just gotten with Joseph Minarek, the Conference Board Chief Policy Economist and the former, I should add, Office of Management and Budget Chief Economist in the Clinton administration. So, Joseph, it's great to have you on the show. You were just listening into that ceremony just now. Any sort of initial thoughts about the nomination from the Biden administration this morning?
I think everything we heard was fairly predictable. The most important message that I heard was late in the president's remarks when he talked about trying to maintain bipartisanship and trust with respect to the Federal Reserve, which is one of the most important institutions of government, with respect to the performance of our economy, the maintenance of prosperity, and the price stability that is necessary to achieve that. We were at risk of turning the chair of the Federal Reserve into a virtual political appointment that would be bouncing back and forth from one party's administration to another. We don't need that. When you're talking about people of the professional caliber of Chair Powell and also Vice Chair Designate Brainard, we ought to be able to talk together like mature adults, talk about differences in policy without impugning motives and without raising questions about people's dedication to the country. We need really desperately to get back to that kind of a relationship between the Federal Reserve and the Congress and the administration. I think the president, in making this choice, has taken a long stride in that direction, which I hope is where we will continue to go in the future.
Yeah, at the same time, though, politics is always going to be the nature of any sort of appointment from the White House. And one element to that was climate-related financial risk, which some progressives had used maybe as a bargaining chip, maybe to tilt the scales in favor of a Brainard chairmanship, which is not going to be the case. But the president saying in his remarks, and this caught my attention, that in his conversations with Powell, apparently the Fed chair made it clear to the president that a top priority was going to be to accelerate policy considerations on climate change. How do you think that's going to play into the nomination process as you see some progressives and also Republicans kind of grappling with to what degree they would like a Fed chair to pay attention to those types of things?
The Federal Reserve is not the best choice of an institution to deal with the issue of climate change. There is a role there to play. It is important for the Federal Reserve and for other financial institutions to recognize the impact of climate risk on the balance sheets and the profit and loss statements of businesses and other institutions. They should do that. Chair Powell has expressed his interest in that subject and has said that he wants to go in that direction. But we need to understand that that is not going to be the sum and total of the nation's response to the issue of climate change. That has got to take place in a number of other governmental institutions that are more oriented towards getting purchase on that issue.
Now, I wanted to ask quickly just about the kind of implications of having Lael Brainard, who is already at the Fed as a governor, kind of promoted to that vice chair role. A lot of conversations about why she wasn't picked for the vice chair of supervision role, which may have had a little bit more say in the types of regulatory policies that we were just talking about. Biden not really addressing that question there. Why do you think the administration opted to go down that road?
I really can't hypothesize too deeply about that. I can't say that I have any inside information on that front. I do believe, from my experience with working with Lael Brainard, she is a highly skilled macroeconomist. She has done a lot of important work with respect to community relations and financial institutions. She took on that portfolio. She did very well. I think it's possible that the administration will be looking at someone from the financial industry who maybe has a longer pedigree in the field of financial supervision. You know, I would have thought that Lael, as a as the vice chair in the general position is really playing to her strength as a macroeconomist. And that would have been the direction in which I would have gone were I making such a recommendation to the president.
All right, Joseph Minnaar, Conference Board Chief Policy Economist and the former OMB Chief Economist. Thanks so much for stopping by Yahoo Finance this busy afternoon.